Now, last year, the New South Wales government announced the implementation of special cameras that are able to detect if drivers are using their mobile phones. The trials for these mobile phone detection cameras was confirmed a huge success after 8.5 million vehicles were scanned, equating to about $35 million in revenue. Well, this Saturday, these mobile phone detecting cameras will be going live in 45 unknown locations across New South Wales. The cameras are aimed to encourage safer roads, especially with the growing use of technology. But there's still a lot of grey areas of whether or not we can use our phones for navigation or making calls, for example. And to help us with all this, Bernard Carlin is joining us now. He's the Executive Director for the Centre for Roads and Maritime Safety. Brendan, thanks for joining us here on 2SER.
Yeah, not a problem at all.
So what did the trial find?
The trial found that the mobile phone camera detection program works effectively in actually identifying people who are using their phones handheld or texting on their phone. So it screens every vehicle that passes, takes an image of that vehicle. The artificial intelligence determines whether or not they're holding a phone, using it. All those that aren't holding a phone, they get automatically deleted irretrievably from the system within an hour. And then any of those that look like they're holding a mobile phone get reviewed by an authorised officer to determine whether they will send out a fine or not. We're actually launching on Sunday with the mobile phone camera detection system operating in the Sydney and the regions and throughout New South Wales. And for the first 3 months, we'll be issuing warning letters to the owner of the vehicle, saying that your vehicle has been detected with somebody in the driver's seat illegally using a mobile phone. Pretty simple. You can buy a cradle and put your phone in the cradle, use it for making and receiving phone calls or for GPS or for playing audio. Or if you're connected your phone to Bluetooth, as long as you don't touch your phone, you can also use it for making phone calls and listening to audio.
So if you've got it in the cradle and you're touching it, is that a problem?
You can only touch your phone for the legal use, which is making and receiving phone calls. So if you were touching your phone in a cradle, sending text messages or on your social media or trying to take a photograph, then that's illegal.
Right.
So in your cradle, you can use your mobile phone, which means you can touch it for the purpose of making and receiving a call, playing audio, or GPS. But of course, we say to people, particularly GPS, set it up so before you start your journey, your maps are operating, and then you can drive off and not have to touch your screen before you get to your destination.
Yeah, and look, mobile phone use while driving is a major issue with crashes too, isn't it? It's a killer.
Absolutely. And we've had 158 casualty crashes, including 12 fatalities over the last 5 years, where we know that it's underreported because it's difficult for police to actually secure the evidence at every crash that a phone was used. And generally in injury-related crashes or even fatality crashes, people are not really admitting that they were using a mobile phone at the time. Mm-hmm. But the solution is very easy, which is, put it in a cradle, put it on Bluetooth, don't use it for social media. If you want to use it for those purposes, pull over off the road safely, park legally, and then you can use your mobile phone for anything you want to use it for.
Well, Bernard, thanks for that. It's hard to argue with that one. It makes total sense to me. It's whilst a few of us are going to have to change some of our habits, I think it'll make our roads a lot safer.
Absolutely. Look, and this is all about trying to change that culture on our roads. We're always hearing from people that they see this behaviour all the time on the road, where people are weaving, or they're not taking off at the lights, or they're distracted by their phone. It's really four times more likely to be in a casualty crash if you're holding your mobile phone, and even more risk if you're texting on your mobile phone. It's one of those very simple things that we can fix. But we need to change the culture of being focused on having your hands on the wheel, your mind on the driving task, and your eyes on the road, so that we can keep everybody safe on the roads.
Great. Bernard, thanks for joining us here on 2SER.
No problem. Thank you.
That was Bernard Carlin, Executive Director of Centre of Roads and Maritime Safety. And yes, put your phones down. Yesterday, I saw someone at a roundabout on their phone, just sitting there at the roundabout, not moving on their phone, obviously texting or reading something.